This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here with the conundrum of this digital age: how to reconcile the useful and necessary capabilities that smartphones bring with the, well, with the distractions that they bring as well, right? Because business case in point, the travel industry. You know the drill, right? In any crowd of tourists, you will find lots of phones in people's hands, and they can be pretty useful for finding your way around the streets of Paris or showing friends and family what a great time you're having wherever you are, or, we should be fair, staying in touch with the office if you absolutely have to. But the thing is, there are large parts of the travel industry that would just as soon you put the thing away. Marketplace's Renata Sago has that one.
Some resorts are offering perks like free snorkeling tours to guests who manage to give up their devices for a few hours. A resort in Puerto Vallarta offers a detox concierge to replace phones with board games. Psychologist Art Markman at the University of Texas at Austin says cell phones are competition for an industry whose product is the here and now.
You're supposed to get away from everything. And the thing about your cell phone is it connects you back to all the things that you were doing before you were on vacation.
In a 2016 study, Markman found that people who used their phones for more than 2 hours each day during a vacation were more likely to have trouble remembering their trip. So it makes some sense for the travel industry to at least try to get people off devices, even if it means fewer Instagram posts featuring their businesses. It's lunch hour at the Wyndham Bonnet Creek Resort in Orlando. Waiters are shuttling menus, daiquiris, and mahi sandwiches to suntanned guests at the poolside restaurant. The area is surrounded by palm trees. There's even a lake nearby filled with koi fish. Harry Choman is not looking at any of this. The construction manager arrived from Buffalo, New York, just a few hours ago with his wife and daughter for a weekend vacation. But he's scrolling through emails on his phone.
I have stuff going on at work.
His daughter, Carly, a 20-year-old college student majoring in communications, has her head down, too. She's Snapchatting to a sunshine-deprived audience back home.
It's snowing back home now, so I'm like rubbing in my friend's faces and I'm laying by the pool.
What the Chomans also don't see, across from their phones, in between the salt shaker and the ketchup on their table, is a sign that reads, "Phone-free zone." And here comes a resort staff member carrying a clipboard and some little gray pouches to explain.
Do you know much about it, or have you heard about it from anyone in the hotel?
Ted Zerfus, who runs food service at the resort, tells the Chomans he can put their phones in the pouches and lock them away. Among the enticements, a chance to win a 5-night stay at the resort.
You want to lock them up for the lunch?
They say yes. Within seconds, they're eating and talking with each other. Wyndham Grand is thinking about rolling out optional phone-free zones in all its hotels this year. But asking vacationers to drop their phones doesn't always work out. Rusty Hartley launched his company, Off the Grid Tours, back in 2013. He tried to lead cell phone-free excursions to breweries in Canada and caves in New Zealand, but he found out quickly that people needed their phones for so many things.
Down to instructions, how to get somewhere, what time to be there.
So now he lets people use their phones on the tours. Yes, our phones are central to who we are, what we do, even on vacation. Like the Chomans, Sandy Higgins from Maryland is vacationing at the Wyndham Resort here in Orlando. But unlike them, she's not going to give up her phone. No way, no how.
I keep my phone with me for emergencies or if the kids have to contact us.
A recent study from Common Sense Media found 69% of parents and 78% of teens check their devices at least hourly. Divorcing ourselves from our phones on vacation? A bridge too far for many. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.